Good Lord, shall I forgive you for?
There's anyone behind him?
He's coming by, dressed like a baby. No one can get a grip on him.
Bye, discount meters.
Brian, we've had the most terrible news. I'm afraid the phone parties have failed. They haven't brought in the money we needed. Look, we don't have a choice anymore.
You don't mean...
We're going to have to sell Chanceley Manor.
No! That was Chanceley Manor. This is Ikalvik FM. There is no manor in Ikalvik town, though. We do have some very nice semi-detached houses. It's 10:45 a.m. and now it's time for Maximum Brunch with Chris and Amy.
Hello and welcome to Ikalvik FM. We're your hosts. I'm Christopher Pipe.
And I'm Amy Winner. And you've just been listening to a jaunty little tune from my very own nephew, Little Tenny.
Yeah, and just what was that?
You know, he's asthmatic, don't you? He's done that with asthma.
Yeah, it's a breakfast show, you know what I mean? I don't tonally feel
Chris, it was raw emotion via hormones and a keyboard. I think he's done absolutely brilliantly. Well done, Tenny. But first of all,
what have we been up to? What have you been doing this week?
Well, long-time listeners will, of course, know about my caravan.
Mm-hmm.
And how it seems to be tipping.
And what angle are we officially at now?
Well, a man came round with a very scientific bit of equipment called a protractor.
Boing!
And it turns out I'm at a full 45 degrees now.
Well, that can't be good for your Jenga practice ahead of regionals.
No, do you know what? It's not, but I think it's given me the edge, because now when I play on a flat surface, nobody can stop me.
Yes.
But Chris,
yep.
What the hell have you been up to?
I've got a big birthday coming up.
Oh yeah, how old are you?
Won't tell, a lady never tells.
Is it under 60? I can never bloody tell with you.
Oh, thank you. It has been said that I sort of do have the look of a young boy.
You look like a toddler that's in a Victorian freak show for being an old man.
Which is sort of mostly a compliment. Yeah, so I've got a big birthday coming up.
Yeah.
And as you know, my wife is very busy these days.
Yes. Yeah.
So I've decided I need to get myself a hobby.
What's your wife busy with these days again?
She's in a polyamorous relationship. Which I don't judge.
No.
I mustn't judge. It's up to her, you know, we've got different lives.
Because you're in a monogamous relationship.
We signed the contract. And besides, I wouldn't know what to be doing.
No, it's a lot.
I could barely keep up with one insatiable woman, let alone multiple greedy guzzlers and the burly men they invite over who insist on looking me in the eye.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to get a hobby, which is why I've decided...
Let's get a divorce.
...to become a middle-aged skateboarder. What?
Okay, all right.
Listeners, I am in the market for a gnarly deck.
Well, I would say at your age and bone density, I would go for some padding.
I have actually got quite a bit of bones.
You can tell that by looking at you. It's something to do with skin texture and the yellowness in your eyes.
Thank you. Yes, so I've decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get out there and you will see me on the streets grinding away.
Oh, that's what your wife's doing.
No, it's a move. There's the grind.
Yeah.
There's the 1080 kickflip.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie,
yep.
That's a move. And there's also a move called the Japan.
Right, well, that's what's been going on with us. But what is going on in our area? As we all know, the statue in the town square has been pulled down.
Yes, a lot of people had an issue, it turned out, with the controversy surrounding the statue's complicated history.
Well, it was a suffragette, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was a suffragette.
Judging from some of those placards, I think people were a bit confused as to what a suffragette is.
I'm not sure what one is now, if I'm being totally honest with you, but, you know, things escalated. Long story short, we got an empty plinth.
So our question to you callers is, what should fill that plinth?
Let's go to the phone lines. Mr. Patel, please, my love, please put a caller through.
I've been waiting for a taxi for about 20 minutes.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand your frustration, but the taxi is around the corner. It will be with you very soon.
I've been waiting for ages.
Oh, I know.
I've got to get my mum to the Exorcist.
No, I know, but traffic on the road is not under my control. If you try to sing some songs to her...
I only know two songs, and I've cycled through them all loads now.
Mr. Patel, I think that's a call for the taxi rank. We're looking for callers about the statue. Can you...
I see. Yeah, it's a mistake.
It's all right. It's okay.
Sorry about that, listeners. That is another taxi-related call put through by our producer, Mr. Patel, who has promised that that would not happen again.
I'm not having a go, Mr. Patel. We know it's difficult simultaneously being the producer of a very busy radio station, Icklewick FM, whilst also operating a taxi rank. But if you wanted to convert the taxi rank into a radio studio, as you've done, maybe you should have just thought about the switchboards and telephone numbers a little bit more.
The new switchboard has been ordered. So.
Right, well, do you know whereabouts it is?
It will be installed in very soon, maybe next week.
Right.
If we are ordering equipment willy-nilly, could I have a chair? I'm stood prone and it's not doing for my back.
Can I ask as well, as the only female employee, if we could get a toilet? The urinal is great, but now and again, if you get caught short, it's difficult to squat over.
We have McDonald's nearby. You can use McDonald's toilet.
No, you are right. Yeah. How are the other businesses?
So they're doing well. I sold like 5 phone cases today.
We got
the new range, which is Batman is still going strong. People are buying Batman phone cases. And I got 2 iPhones came for repair. Good money you can earn.
You gotta keep moving.
Gotta keep moving.
Business never stops, as you always say, Mr. Patel. Right, let's go to another caller.
Hello there, my name is Cathy.
Hello, Cathy. How are you doing?
I've got some news, actually. I think the statue's actually already been replaced.
What?
Looking out our window, I'm lucky enough to have a wonderful view where the statue of the suffragette was. There's something already there.
Eh?
Absolutely massive. I'm just looking out my window now. Oh no, it's not the statue. It's actually moving.
It's moving?
Oh, God. It's waving at me. It's moving quite quick. Right, okay, I'm just going to...
Sorry, Cathy, the very tall man's moving around.
Absolutely, yeah. He's clenching his fists and stomping around.
Oh, my God.
I don't think this is a statue.
They actually go, hello? Hello? Oh, there's someone. Oh, it's ringing on my doorbell.
Cathy,
hello?
Cathy, be careful.
Hello, come in a second.
Cathy, don't
just
answer
get
that door.
On.
Cathy?
She's gone. What have we just witnessed? Some big, terrible man in Icklewick? I have to say, Amy, I'm reeling from what we just heard there. But let's stay on task. Got a new caller on the line. Hello, caller. What do you think we should replace the statue with in Tanner's yard?
Hello, Mick Jagger. Now, can we just get back to what we heard from your last caller? I'm quite concerned about this tall man.
It's frightening. It's frightening.
You know, it's only a small area, so I don't see... We're not equipped to deal with tall men here.
Very strong point there. I'm feeling a bit unsettled.
We haven't got the infrastructure.
We don't have the infrastructure. Have you dealt with tall men before, can I ask?
Well, I've seen them before in books. I don't like the look of them, to be honest with you.
So we're a bit worried about this tall man.
He wouldn't fit in here, I can tell you that much.
What would you do if he knocked on your door?
I'd shout clear off. I don't know if he'd hear it, but I'd have a jolly good go.
Yep.
We've got no space for people like you around here.
Well, thanks ever so much for calling in with your concern. We have a concerned citizen there, worried about the tall man let loose in the centre of Icklewick.
Adding to the growing list of concerned citizens. I don't know about you, but I'm a concerned citizen now.
I absolutely
terrified.
Agree. Okay, time for another caller. Pop one through, Mr. Patel.
Oh, sure, here it is.
Thank you. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Ken Fink calling from Pinocchio's.
Oh, Pinocchio's nightclub, yes, we all know it well.
It's about his missing people. I've been having regulars going missing from Pinocchio's as well.
Ken, are you calling about the statue?
It's something else. It's something deep down in the earth. Every night I hear digging, scraping against the walls. The screams, I thought it was the foxes at first, but it's not. Please help me.
Oh, come on, Ken. Stick to the topic. We only want to hear your thoughts about the statue for the plinth.
The missing people were last week's phoning, Ken. We've moved on. Chris
For the headlines. Our top story, 3 more Icklewickians have been reported missing in a spate of unexplained disappearances. Police Chief Constable Cahill says they're still exploring the possibility that the Icklewick 28 have just moved house, left all the lights on, kicked their own front doors in, and just not told anyone.
Which can happen, as anybody who has passed through Scarborough can attest. And in other news, residents will be pleased to hear that scary woman outside mind has been moved on.
And breaking news, a very tall man has been spotted in Icklewick, last seen over a hedgerow in Maple Grove. Where is he going? What does he want? To find out, our roving reporter Simon Toke, who is on the scene at Maple Grove.
Hello,
Simon. It's Amy and Chris here from Maximum Brunch.
All right, up, Maximum Brunch. All right. Simon Toke here. Give us a turkey, Simon Toke.
We've talked about that catchphrase,
Have you got
Simon.
My shoes? Oh, sorry.
Where are you? Are you at Maple Grove, Simon?
You saw me way now. Tall man, apparently. Yeah. Maple Grove. And I'm just getting there in a minute. No, pass me my shoes now. Give me my shoes. Get up.
He's not even there.
What?
He's not there.
No. Give me my bag. Give me my bag. Get out of my bag. Why are you going in my bag? Right. Okay, I'm going. I'm nearly there now.
You're nearly there, are you?
Nearly there now. Just put my shoes on.
Can you see the tall man?
Yeah, I can see him.
You can?
How tall is he then?
Oh, he's massive. He looks like, he's like a yeti.
I think I just had a toilet flush there.
Where's Mickey? He's not there.
No, that's the, pipe broke. Oh, are mate, this place is full to bits.
I've got to ask. I know you're on your last warning. I've got to ask. I know you do, Simon. I know.
Job.
I just need to know. Yeah. Are you at home?
Matt, I can see the tall man in my mind. Spiritually, psychically, anything, any other way you want to call it.
Yep.
I am at Maple Grove.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now at that tall man.
Right.
The only one of those things that I'm not is physically. Physically, I am just coming into the front room now. I am still wearing my pyjamas, but honestly, I'm happy to just... I don't even need a shower. I just put my clothes over the top of my pyjamas, just go out. I'm not even bothered. I need this job. Simon Toe, give us a toe.
Right,
Okay, I'm on my way. Just get my shoes on now. Get my shoes!
Absolute waste of time there from Simon Toe.
Well, we'll try and join him later.
Let's just move on to the sport.
Unfortunately, the inaugural Cannon Dodgeball Tournament was stopped just 3 minutes in due to some horrendous head trauma there.
It's been another terrible week for Ickleweek's football team, Ickleweek FC, the Bangers. Absolutely astonishing stuff. And with us in the studio, we've got coach of the Bangers, Stanley Power. Can you take us blow by blow through it, Stanley? What went wrong?
First off, I'd like to start by saying, yes, we can do better. I admit, it was not a good result yesterday. But I don't think the blame could solely be laid on me, the coach, or the players themselves. I personally blame the Volvo that was parked in the middle of the pitch by none other than our referee, Johnny Jeggs.
Are you still playing in the car park then, on the car park itself?
We are, yes.
I think we're making excuses. This was, on any metric, an appalling showing.
We've got a lot of heart, a lot of soul. We've got the best BMI in the North, as far as I'm concerned, if we're going for high. And all we're missing now is a football. And I think there'll be no stopping us. Once we get that ball, it really will improve our game.
Some of the behaviour of these players, I mean, this isn't an isolated event, Amy, back over the entire course of the season, we've lost, how many matches have we lost now?
Well, we've lost 13 out of the past 12, but again, these are very angry lads. I thought that getting all these angry lads together and giving them something else to channel all their energies into would stop them shouting at traffic, scaring people at bus stops. Sadly, it has backfired, and if anything, I've just made them a stronger force, a mob, if you will.
Do you have a goalie at the moment?
No, to in my eyes, having a goalie is planning to fail. And also, I think it strikes fear into the other two.
One thing I have to say is, because I do go to the matches and I enjoy that you don't have them wear any tops.
We have been known mostly to play shirts and skins, mostly because we cannot afford the uniform.
And what was the final score?
Who knows? I mean, how long is a piece of string?
Yeah, but what was the final score?
I lost count once we hit double figures. As soon as I run out of fingers, I'm out.
As a fan, I just have to say, I am ashamed of my team. And I think, isn't it time now for you to resign?
I have tried to resign now on several occasions, but the chairman of the club has refused my resignation because he thinks I've still got more to offer.
Aren't you the chairman also?
That I am, yes.
All right, well, I guess we'll be seeing you again next week. Hopefully with some better news. Any changes in the upcoming match against London?
Big fan of the triangle, so we'll try that next week.
And thank you to Stanley Power there. Now it's time for the weather with Clint. Just Clint.
Well, I've got two words for you today. Kite weather. Breezes abound, moving into more unpleasant, stronger winds in the late afternoon. So if you do have a kite, please make your way to the Cherie Blair Memorial Park. Although do wrap up one because the winds are moving in from across the Arctic and are liable to be quite uncomfortably cold. I mean, even if you do have a kite, just do what you like, you know. I don't want it to seem as though I was giving you a direct order. I'm just offering up information here, and you can use it in whichever way you see fit. And I hope that doesn't seem like a cop-out. I just can't live with the idea that anything I think or say would have any effect on anybody. It seems ridiculous. In 2004, I typed the word Asda on MSN Messenger to my friend, and my friend then turned up at my house in his car, and I just went out and got in, and we started to drive somewhere. And after a few minutes, I said, where are we going? And he said, Asda. And I said that I hadn't actually wanted to go to Asda. I just typed the word for no reason, just because it made my fingers happy. And so we went anyway. We had an okay time, but it just wasn't right to be able to have that effect on people. So yes, do whatever you want in the weather today, which is liable to be quite windy. Kite weather, really. And if you do come out to the Cherie Blair Memorial Park, give me a wave and a smile, because I'll be out there for the rest of the day and the majority of the night time.
He should not have come back to work so soon. Let's check back in with Simon Tuck, the roving reporter, and see what the latest is with what the blogosphere is now calling the Giant of Icklewick. Chris Piper anywhere
on Icklewick FM. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Amy. Simon Tuck here. Give us a talk with Simon Tuck.
Simon, you've got to stop saying that.
I am right now at Maple Grove, and I've got to say, wow, this situation is kicking off.
Is it? Now, it does sound like you're out and about, Simon,
yes,
which is
a
good sign.
I'm out and about at Maple Grove, looking at this place, and everyone is screaming, just running around, going, tall man, there's a tall man, what are we going to do?
Can I hear an engine?
Yeah, probably something just went past, I don't know. Sorry, can you turn your music down, mate, please? Children have made up this rhyme, a tall man, taller than a small man. Everyone's just talking about it. This place is like, it's like the end of Ghostbusters or something.
Right. Oh.
Kicking off.
Right.
It's good to have a roving reporter there to know what's
not
really.
House, at least.
He's not in his house. He's doing very. You've done very well there,
come
Simon.
Come on, mate. Can you move? Are we ever gonna get there? What?
Can I ask what that dinging is?
What?
What's that dinging?
Amy, can I be honest with you? Can I confess something? Can I be just truthful for once in my life? We've known each other a while now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to be honest with you. I just want to totally open my heart to you. And sometimes people mess up, right?
Yes.
As you know, I am always there, finger on the pulse, whatever. But sometimes you can. I'm on the bus, Amy. I'm on a bus right now.
You're on a bus?
Yeah. I need this job.
I know.
I can't.
I mean, you know
job.
I'm doing everything I can for
right.
you, yeah.
But I am on my way to Maple Grove. It's like 3-4 stops or something.
Okay. Right. So, but you're not there, so people aren't running around screaming.
That was actually. I was actually just thinking about Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Oh, there it goes! Maple Grove! That's it! Still on the bus! Mate! Maple Grove!
Useless. Absolutely useless.
But luckily, we are joined by someone who is going to sort this out, give us a bit more information, hopefully calm everyone down a little bit. We are joined in the studio by the mayor's assistant.
Oh!
Nicola Trickle. Thanks for coming in, Nicola.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's all right, thank you for coming. Now, Nicola, what can you tell us? Do we need to be worried?
We've got this man going around and, you know, it's not a big problem.
You say it's not a big problem, he's a big man.
Yeah, I'm not denying he is big, obviously.
A giant?
Yeah.
People are
well,
screaming.
No, not a giant. I mean,
people are screaming giant. Nicola, what are you going to do about it?
Please don't be scared. If there's anything, I mean, look, I just want to let everyone know that we've got a plan. And
I'd like to hear this plan.
Well, that's very personal. It's just a poor man and we're going to shout up to him and sort it out.
Will you resign? Answer the question.
What? I just got here on this position.
We need a yes or a no.
I just bought a house. No.
That sounds like Ms. Trickle's not going to be resigning today.
I'm sorting it out.
The public are in distress. We've got them on the phone lines. Caller number one.
Hello, how are you feeling about the giant?
Oh, yeah, I'm really, really, really worried about the giant. I've been thinking about the giant a lot. My name's Mary, by the way.
Hello, Mary.
I'm here at number 42, St. Joseph's Lane, if the giant is listening. I work sort of quite strange hours, but I'm often working from home if he ever wants to drop on by.
Mary, you put yourself in danger here, giving your full address and your working hours.
I've just been on my own. My husband left quite a while ago, and I've just been on my own for quite a while, and I'm used to very tall men. He was 6'4", my husband.
Oh, this giant's a lot taller than that, I have to say.
But I'm just wondering if he's been around the place at all, whether he's thinking of maybe dropping in. I'll do a lovely spread, a lovely
thank
sandwich.
Thank you, Mary.
Nicola, can I ask, what are the council's official guidelines if you come face-to-face with this giant?
Obviously, first of all, call a friend who lives nearby and say, don't go outside.
Call a friend.
I mean, as in, warn people in the area, don't go outside and shut your curtains upstairs because that's where he'll be looking in.
He's a pervert.
Well, it's impossible to say if this pervert will eat us at all. We don't know yet. The other thing is you might want to cover yourself in something disgusting like sour and vinegar or something so that if he does try and eat you, he'll be like, ugh.
Do you have a message for the people of the town?
Yeah, I do actually. look, obviously you have a shortage of eggs, a lot of essential goods because people are going in looting and all the shops are, you know, not got enough essential goods and just really want everyone to calm down and go stay inside your houses. Don't panic and don't go to W.H. Smith and take all the DVDs.
I'm just going to say this, probably the wrong thing to say, but it makes me want to go looting.
Oh, Chris.
It makes me want to go looting. It makes me want to get more copies of Flubber. Stock up on dope.
It's just not fair on those who can't get to the W.H. Smiths in time. Because, you know, the people looting, they're the fastest runners in the town. And it's just not, it's not good. It's not how we run things. We're a polite town.
Martial law? Do we go back there?
Well, we all know what martial law looks like in this town. And we're not ruling it out.
Twice in a month.
And that's all of you. I mean, I'm not, it's not me ruling, is it?
Nicola Trickle, sum it up in a word.
Oh, God. Pissed off. No, no, wait.
But as one word, so pissed off.
Wait.
One word.
Okay, like irritated.
And sum it up in a sound?
Oh,
right. Well, I hope that's put some of you at ease and some of you on edge.
And any closer to tracking down the fighting epidemic?
Oh, yeah. Please stop it. Someone put an air fryer out the other day. I was like, that's expensive.
Oh, I would have had that. That's annoying.
And it was getting in the way of the school run.
Well, thank you, Nicola Trickle. Obviously, you're doing very well on TikTok at the moment.
No, really?
Yeah, yes.
I got a lot of followers recently. It's just because I did one really good one.
That character you do is absolutely fantastic. What's it called again?
That Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Ant-Man. Yeah, it's good. Just a little bit.
What, a bit of Ant-Man?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Just to lighten the mood when we're in a crisis. Stay inside. Thank you. Thank you, Nicola Trickle.
Speaking of big things, let's get the latest on the Giant of Icklewick from our roving reporter. Chris Palmer and the winner on Icklewick FM. Simon, what's the situation?
Well, it is kicking off down here, guys. I've just made contact with Maple Grove herself.
Finally.
Herself?
Yep, I'm talking to Mrs. Maple Grove right now.
Maple Grove is obviously a cul-de-sac, it's a street.
Right, well, that's actually quite a rude word to call her later. I'm talking to Mrs. Maple Grove right now. You told me to find Maple Grove, that's what I did. Anyway, point is, she's seen this tall man. Maple, my darling, do you want to tell a bit about this tall man you see?
He was very tall.
Very tall? How tall are we talking?
Oh, well, your size?
Right, I'm only 6'2". Is he taller than that, do you reckon? Should we add a couple? 6'8"?
Shall we?
Apparently he's 6'8".
I've never been very
six
good with
foot,
measurements.
6'8" tall, right, so and apparently he's getting bigger.
Oh.
So, Maple, what happened when you saw him? What did you feel? What did you think?
Yeah, you have to be very careful with tall men, because you're never quite sure what they're going to do next. I think it's their height.
Right.
You know, it makes them very volatile. Maybe takes a long time for the blood to get up to their head and they get a bit busy.
Yeah.
Unpredictable.
That makes them violent.
Yeah, I always cross the road if I see a tall man coming towards me.
If you were Prime Minister and you could round up all the tall men, what would you do with them?
I think I'd send them to the Isle
Simon?
Of Wight.
Simon! Have you got any more information about the Giant of Icklewick and where he might be heading?
So, Maple, sorry, I'm going to have to talk to her very carefully. So, Maple,
yes?
This giant man, where did you think he was going?
Well, he could have been going towards the taxi. Do you think he could get into
the taxi?
They'd have to cut the top off like in
Wicker. I know. I mean,
Simon
Tuck
there. Simon Tuck there with Maple Grove.
Give us a token, Simon Tuck.
No, stop using the catchphrase, Simon.
Yeah, give us a token, Simon Tuck.
I love you.
See you guys.
Can we cut him off, Mr. Patel? I can still hear him.
Amy, he's heading to the taxi rank. That's the Icklewick FM Studios.
Someone at the door. Come on in.
Wait, Mr. Patel, don't let him in. It might be the giant. Listeners, this might be the last broadcast we ever do.
How tall are you?
6'2".
Not very tall.
Why? It is quite tall.
It's taller than
taller than us, but he's not like giant.
What size shoe are you?
Size 10.
So you don't have to get him a line or anything like that.
You've got bigger feet than the giant.
What are you doing here?
Deliveries. I'm delivering to people.
Are you a postman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does sort of explain why you might be going door to door then, doesn't it?
Did somebody order a DVD of Die Another Day?
Best Bond film, full stop. That's me, guilty as charged.
There you go, mate.
Thank you.
That big one's mine. That's all right, if you want it.
Oh, the big package.
Who said that before?
There you go.
Oh, thank you very much.
Can you sign that, actually?
Yeah.
There's a pen.
It. Oh, that's your pen, that. Smells nice.
Thank you very much.
Right, what's my name? Amy. Shall I put my phone number just in case?
Maybe good idea in case there's anything wrong with the package.
Oh! Right, there we go. All the love hearts are meant to be zeros, okay?
Very nice.
That's my postcode, and that's my bra size.
What, have you got a big parcel of?
Well, it's actually your birthday present for your upcoming birthday.
Can I open it now?
Go on, then.
Thank you. Amy, I can't believe it. You got me a skateboard.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to use it right now, yeah?
Absolutely, Tony Hawk's doing
it. You two have to come and watch me.
We will.
You watch me at the window, will you? Right, I'm going. Oh, 360, kickflip. Ah! I'm back.
Would you like to come for a little trip to Amy?
Oh, yeah, it'd be great.
Be nice, actually.
See the sights.
There's a lot of good cafe. Yeah, nice toilets, actually, in there. I'll take you. Mr. Patel, is it all right if he gets a taxi to A&E?
It's a bit busy at the moment.
Right.
Let me see if I can find one. I got one for you.
Yeah, is it round the corner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just round the corner.
I hope it's tall enough for me.
You are quite tall!
I have been listening to Ecolvic FM, created and written by Chris Cantrell and Emmy Gladhill, with additional material from the cast, featuring Kat Bond, Tom Burgess, Phil Ellis, Nineth Finch, Colin Holt, Mark Silcox, Shivani Tashu, and Johnny White. Really. Sound design and music by Jack Louis Evans, with additional material from Charlie Dickin. And the producer was Benjamin Sutton. Ecolvic FM is a Daddy Super Yacht production for BBC Radio 4.